Welcome to Traverse Legal Radio, the Tech Lawyer Podcast, a show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs, CEOs, and founders navigate legal issues, grow revenue, and increase their valuation. This podcast is sponsored by the IP and litigation attorneys at Traverse Legal PLC. Visit traverselegal.com to learn how Traverse Legal's attorneys are changing the way law is practiced. Now, here's your host, trial attorney Enrico Schaefer.
Welcome to the Tech Law Podcast. My name is trial attorney Enrico Schaefer, and today I want to talk a little bit about how to deal with co-counsel or local counsel in complex litigation. More often than not, a client is going to hire the best attorney for the job, and the best attorney for the job might not be located in the venue where the trial is pending. And this is especially true in federal litigation. So most of my litigation is across the world, and only a small percentage of it is actually in my home state. So right now I've got cases that are out there pending. I've got a final judgment that I'm waiting for in the Central District of Miami. That is a bench trial, a very unique case in that we actually submitted closing arguments on the briefs. And we did that back in September, the last brief went in. So we're waiting for the federal judge to actually issue a final judgment and a verdict. It's an anti-cyber squatting Consumer Protection Act case, and the potential damages are over $5 million. So we every day wake up waiting for that judgment to come down, and we'll see what happens with that one. Also stepping into a new case in Tampa, in the Tampa district of federal court in Florida. And that one's interesting in that we're having to come up to speed at the very last possible moment before trial. Most trial attorneys are really hesitant about stepping into a case at the last minute because they got to come up to speed, because they get stuck with all the baggage that's already there, and because it's very challenging to step in at the last moment in order to try a case. We tend to do this more often than not, and we manage our clients' expectations in regard to trying to narrow the issues, focus on the issues, and not get caught up in too many things that aren't going to move the ball. So stay out of the weeds, right? How do you come up to speed at the last moment? You focus on the issues that are going to win the case. You have the advantage of being able to see things fresh. So come up with a battle plan and execute it. Right now, we have cases in local counsel or co-counsel in cases that are pending in New York, in arbitration in New York, in state court action in New York, in New Zealand, in Vancouver, Canada, in Chicago, Illinois, in Australia. All of these cases and other ones that we're involved in require us to work with other law firms and other trial attorney. This can be an extremely challenging thing for many attorneys. Egos get brought to the table. Dividing and conquering is obviously critical, but can sometimes be a challenge. Sometimes the law firms have different agendas. Sometimes the law firms and lawyers have different views of the case. And as you know from my prior podcast, I'm a firm believer that someone's got to be in charge. There has to be one captain of the ship, and that litigation by collaboration, by and large, does not work. Decisions have to be made quickly. Those decisions have to be executed. While you can discuss the proper course, by and large, the day-to-day activities need to happen in real time, and they need to be fast, and they need to be executed with a whole lot of pushback or debate. And if someone on board feels like they don't have to do something because they didn't have a say, that doesn't work very well. If there's one captain on the ship, the captain says what's going to happen, everyone jumps. That is a much better model for litigation. But having said that, working with local counsel or co-counsel in a different venue requires a lot of finesse. You need to understand who it is that you're working with, and hopefully you have some choice in the matter and you could pick someone that you're familiar with, an attorney who you have no problem working with in the case, dividing and conquering. You're going to try and avoid double billing, and you're going to have a captain in charge. Typically, we're the captain in charge, and local council is executing the strategy that we've helped devise. But here are the main points, four main points that I think really help in these types of working relationships. The first is that teamwork is key. You have to be able to manage the expectations of the client, but manage the expectations between yourself and the other attorneys. The second point is that you have to divide and conquer tasks. There has to be a battle plan. It has to be executed at a task category and task level. This means that a task category could be complete discovery responses, but then there might be 10 or 20 tasks underneath that task category. Those are assigned to specific people. That's the lane that needs to be traveled in by the person executing that task. If you have everyone trying to do everything, or the division of responsibility is fluffy, chances are the ball's not going to move forward. And if it does, it's not going to be in a strategic way. The third thing is I want to talk about the power of a case management online cloud-based case management system. We use BasecampHQ.com as our complete case management system, which is completely transparent to the client. Every task category, every task, every document, every discussion goes into Basecamp for the client to see and for co-counsel or local counsel to see. While this may seem like it is inviting problems, because clients and or co-counsel are going to be micromanaging or pushing back on certain discussion threads, or that transparency is going to somehow inhibit the progress of the case. Like so many things in tech, the opposite turns out to be true. Transparency with the client and co-counsel makes sure that everyone's on the same page. It creates a level of communication and task management that you simply cannot achieve otherwise. Giving the client complete access to all of this, make sure that the client's educated, on board, and that their expectations are set. And if there's a problem that reveals itself in the transparency and the open communication, it happens in real time at the moment where things can be managed or fixed, rather than little problems becoming big problems because no one knew or understood what was happening. Months or years later, the question becomes why? And if that wasn't explained in real time, there's going to be something that people can debate. The other thing I want to talk about is the standing call. In order to get this teamwork, in order to divide and conquer, having a standing call, a weekly or biweekly call with co-counsel or local counsel, can really make the difference. You need to share information. You need to make sure that everyone's on the same page. And that means that you have to all understand the strategy. What is the goal? What does the end zone look like? And you can't do that nearly as well by email or Basecamp or otherwise than you can in a phone call. What you want to do with these standing calls is not only check on the tasks that you assigned in the previous call, make sure everyone's accountable for the things they said they were going to get done, but also to reinforce context and strategy. If everyone understands the context of why they're doing these tasks, of how they are supposed to approach a given task, then things are going to flow much better. There's going to be much more strategic cohesiveness from the smallest task on up to the biggest task. So these standing calls between your team members on a weekly or biweekly basis, I think, are critical. My name is trial attorney Enrico Schaefer. Today we've been talking about working with local counsel and co-counsel. We've talked about teamwork, dividing and conquering, the power of collaboration and transparency, the standing call, and we will see you next time.
You've been listening to the Tech Lawyer Podcast, sponsored by Traverse Legal PLC. A law firm representing clients like you on matters just like yours. You can find the Tech Lawyer Podcast on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices. Until next time, remember that good attorneys win for their clients. great attorneys tell you up front how they're going to do it and how much it will cost.